Ex-Clinton aide Lee's effort to get Brett Kavanaugh fired from teaching job. By Joshua Kaplan on April 13, 2019. Former Hillary Clinton 2016 campaign spokesman Brian Fallon is behind an effort to get Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh fired from a summer teaching gig at George Mason University, according to Fox News. Fallon, who heads up the left-leaning dark money group Demand Justice, is paying for Facebook ads urging George Mason University students to sign a petition seeking to oust Kavanaugh from the gig. The petition, launched last month by a student group called Mason for Survivors, has garnered roughly 5,000 signatures to date and calls for termination of all contracts in affiliation with Brett Kavanaugh at George Mason University, citing the uncorroborated sexual misconduct allegations against him. Brett Kavanaugh's performance during his testimony in front of the Senate was a disgrace, the Facebook ad reads. His blatant partisan attacks and hostile behavior towards senators calls into question his ability to serve as a fair and impartial judge. His conduct undermines the legitimacy of his decisions and the entire Supreme Court. We're calling on Congress to open an investigation into Kavanaugh right now. Kavanaugh is scheduled to teach next summer at Antonin Scalia Law School in the United Kingdom. In a press release this week, the former Clinton spokesman explained his motives behind the campaign. Brett Kavanaugh has been credibly accused of sexual assault by multiple women whose allegations have not been thoroughly investigated, he said. His confirmation to the Supreme Court does not absolve him of guilt, and he should not be given a platform to teach. We stand with survivors and urge the George Mason University administration to fire Kavanaugh. However, thus far, the school has signaled it has no plans to ax the Supreme Court justice. I respect the views of people who disagreed with Justice Kavanaugh's Senate confirmation due to questions raised about his sexual conduct in high school. But he was confirmed and is now a sitting justice, said George Mason University President Angel Cabrera. The law school has determined that the involvement of a U.S. Supreme Court justice contributes to making our law program uniquely valuable for our students. And I accept their judgment, he added. This decision, controversial as it may be, in no way affects the university's ongoing efforts to eradicate sexual violence from our campuses.